Cape Talk from the continent.
Talking about Africa and the love of Africa, the one and only editor at Africa.com. Soko Sibiya, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I want you to your listeners.
You know, Soko, I love Africa.
Mm-hmm.
What's it? Is that song by Brenda Fass? Uwenda kupenda. Uwe mama lind. You remember? Is it? No, you've won. Chaka chaka. Oh, Brenda Fass. Joe, help me.
Yeah, I'm too young for that song.
I mean, you can't be. I think it's Yvonne Chaka Chaka. We're going to find out now. All right. Okay. Fine. Enough singing. Done. So let's talk about the fact that let's take a quick look at inside of Sierra Leone's husband schools. I saw this.
I think it's a great idea. So in the beginning of February this year, President of Sierra Leone, Julius Maada Bio, basically declared a national emergency over sexual and gender-based violence. And this is because of, after a year, over a period of almost 18 months, more than 18 months, they found that reports relating to these cases had basically spiked, actually even more than doubled. And this was a cause for concern for him. And what they've done is that traditionally they already have husband schools or places where men meet in terms of initiations and other topics that they go through. But they made it a national policy that, you know, to actually have men have forums where they can talk about the issues. And another thing that's also come about is that Sierra Leone is a country that came from a civil war. Many people didn't go through counseling. You know, people are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And, you know, it's not to say that these are excuses in terms of how they lash out against the women in their lives. But it's not just against the women in their lives, because they're lashing out against each other as well. And psychologists have found that it's because of a part that has not been dealt with properly. So these husband schools basically go to do with that. What they've also found in some of these schools is that what they get taught is not just about, you know, the respect that they need to offer women, but it's how their role within a family needs to hold. If you think about it, if you're in a civil war, many men basically leave their homes to go and fight for extended periods of time. So their reintegration into society, into community, into family life becomes a bit difficult as well. And this is what these schools aim to teach as well. So far, it's been going good. And, you know, it started in the capital and it's been rolled out to other parts of the country as well. And I think, you know, with a serious issue like sexual and gender-based violence, you know, when you can have forums that are traditional in the roots, you know, that people are comfortable with as well, because it's all about that, providing comfortable spaces for people to engage without fear or judgment, and actually even have an opportunity to learn.
I'll be sitting there. Morning, everyone. Hi, my name is Abs, and I'm a husband. I just want to, you know, that sort of environment, Masoko, ne?
I don't think it's more like AA.
Oh,
I think,
okay.
You know, it's assumed that you're already a husband by this. You don't need to disclaim anymore.
Okay. I guess fine. But listen, Soko, before I let you go, that song, by the way, is Motherland by Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Yes, have a listen. Do you know this? Oh, come on, Soko. Tell me you know this song.
No, I've heard this.
You've heard this song? Oh,
yes.
Who's that man? Okay, done singing. Soko, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.